On today's MVP baseball, we talk about the MLB playoffs and Kershaw's legacy. We talk about if the Astros actually have a good chance in coming back in this series. We also talk about MLB's marketing problem, which should be a very interesting conversation, and more. But first, without further ado, let's get started. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden, and I'll be joined shortly by our three co-hosts, Jaime, Mason, and Carson. But first, we have the high-speed MLB game recap. We go to Petco Park, where the Rays are taking on the Astros in Game 5 of this best-of-7 series. Rays are leading 3-1. Luis Garcia on the mound for the Astros. John Curtis on the mound for the Rays. Both openers in this game. Bottom of the first, George Springer hammers a first pitch to left field, and it gives the Astros the early advantage in this game. Top of the third, Brandon Lau, one of the most underrated players in the game, homers to center field, which ties it up. Bottom of the third, Brantley singles, two runs score. Astros get the advantage, go up 3-1 in this game. Top of the fifth, the best player in baseball the last 2 weeks, Randy Arozarena, homers to center field, cutting the deficit to 1. Top of the eighth, G-Man Choi, homers to right field, bat flips. That ties the game. What a clutch homer. Bottom of the ninth, Carlos Correa hitting for the Astros. He hits a bomb to right center field, and that will end this game. The Astros make it 3-2 in the series with a big Game 6 coming up tomorrow night. Now we go to Texas, where the Dodgers took on the Braves in a pivotal Game 4 of this best-of-7 NLCS. We go to the top of the third, where Edwin Rios hits a solo homer to center field, which gives the Dodgers the early lead in this game. Bottom of the fourth, Marcelo Zuna homers to center field, which ties the game at 1. Bottom of the sixth, the Braves put up 6, take total control of this game. Now we go to the bottom of the seventh. Ozuna homers again. He had a huge night for the Braves. Braves win, take a commanding 3-1 lead in this best of seven NLCS. Dodgers are facing elimination now, the favorites coming into these playoffs. I now welcome in my three co-hosts, Jaime, Mason, and Carson. As previously told, we are going to talk about the playoffs and take a deep dive into MLB's marketing issue with quotations. So we're going to start with the Astros-Rays game. Phenomenal game. They both had openers, I believe, didn't they? Yeah. It went with, like, the opener type thing. G-Man Choi homered, Arozarena, the best player in baseball, homered, Correa hit the walk-off homer, Springer hit another homer. So my question to you, Jaime, is do you believe that the Astros, is there any chance they win this series? Do you give them what's your percent chance you give the Astros to win the series?
Like 9%.
All right, can I tell you something? The next two games for the Astros, it's going to be Framber tomorrow, and then it's going to be McCullers, and then all hands on deck. So maybe you'll change
it. Didn't McCourt suck? Didn't McCourt suck?
Yeah, but it's going to be all hands on deck game seven, okay? So when he sucks, then they'll just throw in someone else. Greinke will.
Yeah, well, what they suck too.
Greinke will. Greinke will pitch. That'll just ruin the fucking game for the Astros. All right, so Jaime, percent chance and why?
I said 9%.
What the fuck? All right.
But the Astros pitching is like, man. Who's a Framer? Is that his name?
Yeah, he's good.
He actually might do. Yeah, he actually might do good. He actually did good against the Chocolatics. He might do it good again against the Rays.
So
that's all. This. But hey, okay, look. The Rays have a chance because Snell. Actually, never mind. Snell will probably blow it because he'll be busy thinking of what Fortnite game he's gonna play tonight.
And then
looks like an effing lizard.
Well. All right, so
he is called Snellzilla for a reason.
All right, Mason, same question to you. Percent chance the Astros take this series?
About 35%.
It's not nine.
Nine.
Idiot. We've already established
he's just
that.
Like, he's just like 9%, and then he says multiple reasons why the Astros could win. Like.
That's a Jaime move.
Wait, want to tell you a story, guys, or not yet?
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
9%.
Yo, can you hurry up or something?
Not 9%. God damn it! Shut up.
Keep talking.
35%. 35% because Nine made me fucking forget, you asshole.
35%.
God damn it. 35%. That's all I can remember because you wouldn't shut the hell up.
Right, 35%. You keep thinking. I'll come back to you after Carson. Carson, percent chance.
Son of a bitch.
I'd say 38%.
Thirty-nine percent.
All right. Why?
Well, because they have Valdez, who actually who pitched decent in the playoffs so far. He looked good against the Choplin Athletics the last time. Yeah.
Alright. So I'll say
39.
A 46.
Dang, bro.
Cause I think they're gonna win tomorrow, but then postseason Morton's gonna pitch. Then they might be fucked, but I don't know. So Mason, do you remember?
35%. fucking asshole, Jaime. God damn it.
What did I do?
Fuck.
39%. All right,
why don't you just put that intro that he fucked up twice so everybody knows what we have to deal with?
Might have to. God.
They put it as highlights, like Jaime interruption compilation.
Fucking prick.
You can also put in Jaime misspelling compilation, too.
Yeah. Jaime, your compilation.
Your?
So.
I fuck that up all the time, too. It's like everything else.
You effed your sister, too, but no one's complaining.
Two.
I got something to say. Hold on. What the fuck?
Fucking idiot.
God damn it. Okay.
Can we get along with Brandon the goddamn Lyle episode, Jaime? Fuck.
Yeah, go for it.
Brandon Lau is one of the most underrated players in baseball.
Any objections?
any objections?
Damn it.
Do you disagree with me, Jaime? Do you disagree?
Oh, no. Okay,
I take that as a no. Okay. So before we're gonna do this now instead of at the end. Game six tomorrow. Valdez versus Snell. So Jaime, who wins game six?
I'm gonna say the lizard, Snellzilla.
All right, score and why? Score and why, please? Can you do that?
I guess 4-0. Snellzilla's gonna eat them up like a lizard.
You were just shitting on Snell, and now you're just like he's gonna eat him up.
Like Snell because he looks like a lizard, but like, hey, I think Snell's gonna win.
Did you just say? Wait, did you say 4-0?
Yeah, a shutout.
Okay. You think they're gonna hold the Astros? Score?
Maybe. So maybe four. Maybe 4-1. Maybe 4-1. Correa might hit a home run again.
All right, Mason.
At the Rays winning 3-1. Like Jaime said, Correa's probably going to hit another home run. And, you know, the Rays, Rosarain is probably going to drive in 18 runs or some shit. Damn it. Can't even talk throughout this motherfucker. But Rosarena and Correa, it's all it's gonna come between those two.
Alright. Carson, who wins tomorrow?
He's 4-1.
God damn it.
Because I always think about like the score before I answer, but then I feel I feel like other people have similar answers to mine.
No, you probably just copied me, actually.
God damn it.
All right, I got the Astros winning tomorrow.
Let me guess, 4-1.
No, I don't copy.
Not 3-1.
Who the fuck would copy Jaime?
Carson?
Exactly. How could someone copy Jaime?
Damn it, dude.
All right. Astros, 3-2. God damn, you fucking asshole. Let's see. Okay, next we're gonna move to the shit show.
Oh, God.
That was the Dodgers. Pulling a goddamn Dodgers.
It's been happening since like 2008.
This was a super important game, so I think we all should have predicted the Dodgers were gonna lose. So just a bunch of ofers in the box score. Bellinger 0-3.
Again.
Like, and Jaime's gonna get up here and he's gonna blame it all on Kershaw because.
I mean, I like to blame it on Robert too, but.
It's either he's a fucking retard or.
Overrated.
Or he just is so biased that he somehow thinks this is all Kershaw's fault. Even though the offense didn't fucking show up.
I think it's both.
Three fucking hits? Three hits! That's not good, Jaime. Okay, Jaime. Speaking of you, it's your turn. Go ahead, shit on the dog.
Okay, I'm gonna be legit right here. Kershaw did all right. Roberts is absolute AIDS as a manager. He reminds me of, like, Torrey Lovello, like how Torrey Lovello would let Robbie Ray like allow 5 runs, but until he gets 10 strikeouts, then he'll take Robbie Ray out.
He blocked me, so fuck him.
Who, wait, Robbie or Tori? Yeah, Robbie Ray's kind of falling downhill. But back on topic. Dave Roberts, I'm surprised.
He never was uphill, huh?
Yeah.
He never was uphill.
Well, 2017.
Strikeouts doesn't make him good.
He got lucky.
Okay, whatever. Okay, but Roberts is a really bad manager. We've already established this. He's incredibly over. We're establishing it right now. Shut up.
Oh.
Don't have to go Bill Madison on your ass.
They pulled the Chicago Cubs. They didn't.
Huh?
They didn't have any run support for their pitchers.
Okay, I can agree.
You mean the Mets whenever DeGrom pitches? But the only game the most runs we scored for him was 18 against the Blue Jays.
Oh, the most we've ever scored is 18.
I think. No, but all the other outings, he like barely gets runs.
18 is no big number at all.
No, I'm talking about besides that.
All right, Jaime, back to the Dodgers, please.
Zan put in a picture in the group chat where it describes it perfectly. He just left Kershaw out to the die. He basically threw him out to the wolves. Kershaw has back spasms, so like maybe his like energy may have been a bit lower. You know what I mean? I don't know why he kept him in there after that Freeman hit. But still, at the Dodgers.
So, is that all you got to say?
So far, yeah. I'll probably think of something else like to make fun of.
Yeah, probably. All right,
Mason.
Well, yeah, Kershaw did okay. Surprisingly. And Marcell Ozuna took a shit on a ball.
Took a shit on a lot.
Yeah.
He went back to like Marlins form.
Context, by the way.
God damn it. Just fucking. I'm thinking that way. God damn it. Just keep going. Keep going.
Mason.
Okay. Mason just disappeared like the Dodgers offense today.
Probably his Aaron or something like that. Go to
Walt,
Carson.
I'll go to Carson. Carson, you can shit on the Dodgers. Well, the fuck.
What I have to say is I feel like they just scratch Kershaw because they got worried. They're like, oh, fuck, we're screwed. Well, actually, this game, they probably thought that. But anyways, and yeah, Dave Roberts is stupid for letting him pitch longer.
How does he still have a job?
Because LA sucks him off.
He stole base 15 years ago, so it's all good.
He was on the Rays, right?
All right.
Oh,
I, what?
All right. I'll. Kershaw pitched what? 5 innings, gave up 1 run. It was the Ozuna homer. That's good for him. So, this wasn't his fault.
I mean, sort of is.
Dave Roberts is an absolute fucking idiot. So, Acuna gets that lucky hit, throwing air by Hernandez. And then Acuna on second. I have no problem leaving him in for Freeman. But after Freeman, you got Ozuna, who hit a homer off of Kershaw. And Ozuna looked so fucking comfortable in that at-bat. So I kind of feel bad for Kershaw, even though he has choked a lot. So.
I think we can all admit
Kershaw
that this
pitched
is
good tonight. The Dodgers' offense disappeared. Mason, are you here?
Am I here? What?
Your mic stopped when you were talking.
Yeah.
When?
So, I don't know. When we were talking about, after we talked about Ozuna, so go ahead and finish your thought.
Ozuna, yeah. Well, where did I leave off?
Ozuna, that's where you left off, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, Ozuna took a shit on a ball.
Should we just skip this part?
Hey, fuck you, I'm talking.
Okay.
Ozuna shit on the ball, which that's pretty much what started it. And Kershaw did good up until that point, surprisingly. That was not typical Dodgers. Shit. Yeah, and it just typical Dodgers. You think they have the best lineup? They do have the best lineup in baseball, and they play it well during the regular season, but come around the postseason time, they just can't do it. Just fall off.
Yeah. All right. It's a fucking disgrace. It's a fucking disgrace that the Dodgers always have this good of a team and can't fucking win. So, if the Dodgers lose this series, does Dave Roberts get fired, Jaime?
I thought he should have been fired last year for that disaster against the Nationals. He might get fired, but again, Carson is correct. They suck him off like the White Sox did to Renteria.
What the fuck are you talking about, you fucking asshole? They fired him after 3 fucking years. Finish your thought.
Well, Robert should get fired. Definitely.
I asked you if he will get fired. I didn't ask you if he should get fired. Do you think they will fire him?
They probably will. They have like 3 top 5 players. They have like an MVP candidate. They have the best pitching in all of baseball. The best outfield of all of baseball. There's no reason why they shouldn't win.
Whoa.
Best outfield or what?
They don't have the best pitching in all of baseball.
Fine, it's top 3.
The best rotation is the Nats. It didn't do good this season, but overall it might be.
But like, I mean, performance wise, you know what I mean?
The best pitching overall might be the Rays. Guys, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna say this for fine. Like maybe top three then.
All right. So you think he should get fired? You don't think he will?
Yeah, he should get fired. All definitely. Right. I already said why.
All right. Mason, do you think he will get fired, and do you think he should get fired?
I think same thing. I think he should be, but he won't just because Dodgers won't. I don't know why they won't, but he deserves to be fired. He fucks up for them. Probably. Pretty much the reason why they lose every year in the postseason.
All right, Carson, same question to you.
I don't think they will because they suck him off and they apparently think he's good because he took them to the postseason for, what is it, 3 years now?
Didn't Ben
four
with the Dodgers too?
With the best team in all of baseball.
So he should be fired, but he won't be because they like him too much.
And, what's his face? Fucking Gratterall? That fat bastard? That's his job to come in there and fucking do better, so he needs to do better. Let's just fucking throw that out there. That one's... He should have went to Gratterall.
They probably wish they still had my Maeda. Gratterall not.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, Maeda was fucking good this year.
Imagine if Price still played and Maeda was in for them this year. Jesus Christ!
They're probably glad they got rid of Stripling because he had like a 5 ERA.
God, yeah, and Stripling was just.
All right, so Yeah, Ozuna went 4 for 5. Didn't he almost have like a triple crown this year or some shit?
I don't know.
I think he did. I'm not sure. But he went 4 for 5. Freeman looked great.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not do this again.
Braves got control of this series now.
Freeman, what? Acuna.
No. We're not. I'm not going to argue okay. right now.
Right now.
Jaime.
What?
Jaime.
What?
Dustin May pitches for the Dodgers tomorrow. I don't know who pitches for the Braves. Who wins?
Dustin May, you mean a dude that has no eyebrows?
Just fucking answer the question.
He legit has no eyebrows.
It's Dustin May and TBD for the Braves, so answer the question.
Dustin May pitched a good game, I think, the last time he was up, if I'm correct. Was it against the Padres, I believe? But, I think it's going to come up to who's pitching for the Braves tomorrow.
Okay.
But I think, I'm going to say this. I think the Braves are going to clinch the pennant tomorrow. Pull up.
You don't even know who the fuck's pitching, and you're okay.
Well, who do you think is gonna be?
Probably
Freed or what?
I don't think it'll be Freed. I guess it could be. He's on short rest, even if he does. So it's gonna be a lot of bullpen for them.
Is there anyone else, or do you like use an opener?
I don't know. They probably. It's either an opener or a fucking Freed. It's gotta be.
Okay, if they do Freed, I think they're gonna clinch tomorrow.
All right.
Hot take. Hot take.
You think that's not? I wouldn't say that's a hot take.
Fine, if bold Freed prediction.
Tomorrow, you see, Jaime, the thing about a bold prediction is it's got to be bold.
Yeah, it is bold.
No, I wouldn't say so. But Mason, who wins tomorrow?
Like my chode.
Damn it. What's the matchup again?
It's May versus TBD.
Ooh. I might have the Dodgers on that one. Freed just hasn't shown up in the playoffs.
What do I mean?
He hasn't shown up.
Whatever. Keep going.
Because they're going to see Freed for the second time in this series. They're going to light him up, in my opinion. So, are you done, Mason? Or are you still going?
Pretty sure that's it.
All right. Carson, who wins tomorrow?
Ronald McDonald motherfuckers pitching. And for the Braves, it's Freed. So I might have to give the – this one's hard. I think the Braves, so.
It's not announced okay. that it's Freed yet, though, right? So, it's Palmer shit. Dodgers win tomorrow. Mookie hits two homers. Hot take. There you go. Interesting. You got a hot take for tomorrow, Jaime?
Yeah.
Please don't tell me that it's the Braves winning.
The Braves are going to win tomorrow. That's my hot take. My second hot take is that Draft Deck Mark will make a good video. All
right, let's not get don't One get day. Ahead of yourself.
One That's day. Not possible. That's not possible.
One day.
No.
All right. Anybody else have anything they want to add? Hot take or anything? All right. Our last topic is one of Jaime's favorite topics is the MLB's marketing issue.
Yeah, they're awful.
So Jaime, you just explain what the hell that means for everybody, because people are still so.
God damn.
I mean,
and then you can go off about it. So go ahead.
Well, yeah. Okay. So the problem that's been for baseball for the last couple of years, I would say for the last decade, actually, has been, you know, things like attendance and popularity of the sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so far, the guys like Rob Manfred, who really seem like they hate baseball, have not really done anything to, like, you know, popularize the sport, especially for the younger audience, who they, you know, they want the younger audience, but they're not really innovating to get that younger audience. Let's get this out of the way real quick. I blame it on kids because kids have the attention spans of goldfish.
Stupid fucking children.
We can agree on this.
Yeah, we can. But you said it's not MLB's marketing issue if you're blaming it on the kids. It's the fucking kids.
I mean, well, they're also effing up too with things like their Instagram. Okay, Carson, you saying something?
Carson, speak up.
Will you fucking... God damn it. Okay.
You guys are cutting out, man.
Well, obviously, Jaime forgot to mention one of the biggest points is that sports are about the stars.
Yeah, like they're bad at marketing players.
Mike Trout. He's not as famous as he should be because he might be the best American athlete right now.
Oh, actually, yeah. So let me talk about this point right here. That's a good point, Zayden. So I think this is something that, like, you have to do yourselves, but, like, go to, like, a friend, family member, or random person. Ask them, like, who LeBron James is. They'll say he's a basketball player. Say who Tom Brady is. They'll say he's a football player.
Yes.
But if you ask them who Mike Trout is, they're going to be like, the fisherman?
Who the fuck is that?
I thought he was going to start talking about, like, suicide hotline. Talk to a family member or a friend.
God dang it. Sadly not.
All right, so that's a good point. Not enough people know who Mike Trout is, and he is, in my opinion, I'd say he's a better player than LeBron and Brady in their respective sports. So,
well, it's kind of hard to compare because they play basketball, football, and, you know, baseball. Totally different sports.
No fucking shit, Jaime. But do you not see people make lists of the best athletes of all time?
Yeah, they probably pick Kaepernick over Trout.
Yeah, more people probably know who Kaepernick is.
Wanting baby.
Mike Trout.
Well, let's not get political. Let's not get political.
Yeah, let's let's not go down that road. I do not want that on this podcast. So bottom line, they got to market their players better, but that also comes down to shitty franchises like the Angels helping Mike Trout get to the playoffs because more people watch during the playoffs and it's a bigger stage. So that's why we need Mike Trout in the playoffs. So, Jaime, you can keep going or whatever.
Here's a point I have is about the, you know, their Instagram page, the MLB's official Instagram. They're pretty biased. Like, I have three factors right here. What goes into, like, a team being, like, more shown on the Instagram, which is team success, you know, the market size, and, you know, the stars of the team. Of course, sometimes the factors are irrelevant. If you're on the Yankees are gonna get, like, shown on Instagram no matter what, because they're the Yankees. But I think what I get annoyed about is when they constantly show the same 10 teams or the same 15 players.
Well, the MLB should show the better teams and the better players, not necessarily the bigger markets, but the best teams and the best players. Because you don't just beat the D-backs and get an automatic fucking post about you. Like, it doesn't work like that. You actually got to do shit.
Yeah, I could sort of understand that from time to time. I could definitely agree with that. Of course, you don't want to be putting the Orioles up there when they're like having their awful streak. Okay, Carson, you don't have to have really bad teams up there. But I think what I get annoyed about is when, like, their bias is strong, and, like, when
It's to the Yankees.
To a team like the Yankees, I think one of the more egregious things this year was, I think Carson knows about this, the series against the Yankees and Mets, the Mets walked it off and the MLB didn't post about it. But then the next day, like, the Yankees walked it off.
I was then they more posted about to it. See that than the walk-off.
Oh, the Edwin, yeah, at least the Mets Edwin.
Edwin didn't blow it. It was Betances' fault against his former team. I can give.
I thought it was Diaz. I guess contract. I think forgot.
Declined
his club option.
Yeah, we were talking about the marketing issue, and then it turned into a conversation about Diaz and Betances. So
Diaz sucks, though.
That tends to happen a lot on this podcast when you have people like Jaime. So,
okay, so this is a joke. This is an inside joke that we have in our group chat. Sometimes they'll find a way to post about their big stars, even though they're like playing awful, like Tatis for like the last 2 weeks of the regular season. The MLB Instagram right now is a Tatis fan page more than a Mike Trout fan page.
Honestly, I do think. Has Tatis become more popular than Trout?
To MLB's Instagram.
Well, the only thing.
Give it, like, more popular. Give it, like, a year. He'll be definitely more popular. But the MLB Instagram got to post
another thing.
Players like Mike Trout more.
Well, maybe because.
Another thing I noticed is that the MLB also sucks off players like Bo Bichette and Vlad. Yeah, they're young, exciting players, but they're forgetting that the Blue Jays have Hernandez and Ryu.
They also suck off Gleyber Torres, who is
one of the most great players in baseball.
They sucked off Vlad this year, or not this year, but last year. I haven't even seen him post about him this year.
Remember when they used to suck off Alonso, too, when he was actually doing good?
You're a Mets fan.
Well, it's true. Like, it's true. They'll just dump their... Right, so... they'll just use their players like effing prostitutes. They'll just dump them on the side of the road when they're done with them. It's a fact. It's a fact, though.
Postseason, they kept, like, sucking off Hudson. Daniel Hudson or something. And Soto.
Oh, my Soto's God. Good,
but they just kept, like... And I mean, from a marketing standpoint, Soto is because he gets.
Look at Soto. Hey guys, look at Soto.
Soto and Trout have comparable years this year.
But... Yeah, I think both were MVP candidates. I think Trout should win MVP, but I don't know. Actually, no, Rosarena should. I'm just kidding.
Postseason MVP.
Yeah.
So if Mike Trout was on the Yankees, then
there'd be a post about him every day.
He'd catch a routine fly ball, and there'd be a post about
him. So. I remember this year, Cody, but for the audience to know, Cody Bellinger had a down year, but like the first 3 weeks, he was doing so poorly. Like the second he hit his home run, the MLB was like, "Hey guys, look at this."
You know they really suck off hard?
The Dodgers.
I remember in 2018, Baez made a catch. That it was just a pop-up, but DeGrom, meanwhile, was over here against the Yankees, striking out like 10 batters or something, or like 11, I think. And
I see that every day.
So the MLB...
The problem is it's just too repetitive.
Well, I got a couple more points, actually.
To fix the fucking mic.
Okay. I would say the MLB has a problem with marketing, like, top prospects.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Top prospects, man.
No.
Vlad last year, a long...
You see, they mark... Yeah. Like, we just talked about Vlad. Reese Robert...
I mean, okay, but like
spring training, I can understand.
Like, but those guys are the. like outside of spring training though, in the regular season,
because they're not in the fucking MLB.
But let's be real, who gives a shit about minor league?
You can still advertise them.
Go follow the.
There is a minor league baseball account. You can go follow it if you want.
I do though. So like,
why would the MLB market players that aren't in the MLB?
Because they're top for rookies. Top prospects who could show up
they
one day.
Suck off rookies. Yeah. They suck off rookies.
Like hard. If it's like a Chris Bryant or Vladdy, then yeah.
So I don't know what you're bitching about right now.
Wait,
that's a bad point.
I guess what you want to say. I actually have a good point. I actually have a good point though. What about the MLB blackouts?
Yeah. That's...
Okay, let's just do this part quickly. Why would you buy MLB.tv when the games in your local market are gonna black out?
Okay, that's dumb.
Because the team I'm a fan of isn't where I live.
Because the team you're a fan of, if you have
but I get the shitty Florida broadcasts.
People get. Yeah, so you get MLB TV to watch the Mets.
Yeah, but I live in Arizona, and I won't watch the Diamondbacks.
Why don't you just get fucking TV, you fucking bum?
I don't have TV. We are having TV now, but I would like to use MLB.TV because it's a much better plan.
Oh, I know.
I do. But I was gonna use MLB TV because I thought it was a better plan. It's like $100 per year. Carson.
Wait, so I'm guessing they're just encouraging with the blackout. They're encouraging people to get actual fucking TV. Like,
why?
You know, direct and all that other shit.
Why?
I don't know. They have a fucking agreement. That's how fucking.
That's so works. Gay though. Oh, yeah. Shoot. I shouldn't have said that.
God damn it. Okay. Any last points on this issue?
Yeah, the MLB.TV blackouts are dumb.
Obviously.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for tuning in to the MVP Baseball Podcast. Check us out every...